The Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure 3K Fun Run and Elite Mile is taking place on St. Patrick's Day. Race organiser Sean McFadden now joins us to look ahead to this unique event. Sean, how you doing?
Austin, thank you for having me on again. A couple of days out from the race, so we want to just let people know that's happening again and give it another wee plug.
Yeah. And I suppose give us a bit of a background to this Elite Mile, because you're trying to get some of the best athletes in the country here who are all going to compete for a cash prize. Yes. So it's going to be exciting stuff. But what's the background to it?
Background was, I suppose, last year we come up with a 3K first auction to raise money for St. Bernard's School. And all proceeds go to St. Bernard's School this year again from the 3K. But then we wanted to make something exciting. And we come up with an idea that we would run a mile on the road and try and break the sub 4 minute mile. We have seen the sub 4 minute mile broke on the track before. So we come up with a course and it went viral and we've got really big interest in it.
Yeah. We did speak a number of weeks ago ahead of this. So what's changed since? Who are the latest additions that you've added to this? Was going to be a very, very highly competitive field, Sean.
We always knew that we would get runners, but we always knew that the fast runners and I suppose the elite runners would be waiting for nationals and waiting to do indoors and stuff like that. So that is kind of all over and done now, and we've been really lucky. We've signed the national 800 meter champion, Kevin McGrath, is coming up. He won the nationals there 2 weekends ago, and he ran 151 for 800. So to get Kevin on the line is going to be something special, you know. And then also on the women's side of it, we have hooked, and I'm delighted to say we've got Roisin Flanagan that won the National 3K Championships at the weekend as well. And Roisin competed in the Armagh 3K and ran a really fast time of 9:19. So the women's mile and the men's mile now is shaping up to be a really good race for us as organisers and for spectators to come out and watch these guys run at, like, I think at like something like 35 kilometres an hour to try and break the 4 minute mile. Okay.
Who else is coming then?
Well, we still have Michael Murphy Jr., we have Cahill O'Reilly, we have Maria McCambridge in the mile, and we have a couple of young girls from Letterkenny Athletic Club actually toeing the line, because with Roisin going in the mile, we wanted a few people to help her along. So we have Emma Boner and we have Anna Russell in the mile as well. But always we still have at least 18 or 19 in the mile, men, and we have 4 or 5 women in the mile now. So it's going to be really exciting time, you know. And you know,
and there's separation starts as well for the women and the men, isn't there?
Separation starts for the women. The women are probably going to get something in between 30 seconds to 35 seconds head start, and the men have to chase them down. And I suppose if we go back to the 3K, we've got women in there too that has ran really fast times. And you know, what we really want is to support the charity, and that's St. Bernard's School, try and make as much as we can for them and enjoy the day. The weather's looking good, and if you want to see people run fast in the 3K and you want to walk the 3K, or you want to walk your dog, or you want to come out with your family or whatever it may be, please come down, support the charity, hang around and watch some of Ireland's best athletes run fast.
Okay, well, what is the course for the Elite Mile?
The Elite Mile course will start at the New Dawn Stores over by TK Maxx over there, at TK Maxx, and it will run straight towards the Polestar roundabout. It will turn left at the Polestar roundabout and head towards the LYAT, or what do you call it again?
ATU.
And it will turn left in at ATU and head down past Chatwick's and finish where the 3K finishes. So the 3K will go at 10 o'clock, and then there will be half an hour's break for the organisers to get the mile set up, and the mile will go at 11 o'clock, and hopefully we can see a bit of history made on the road.
Because there is quite attractive prizes for the winners of this Elite Mile.
Yeah, there is. There's good prize money, you know, and I suppose it's not about the prize money. It's about to see people running fast. But, you know, when you put up prize money, you get fast athletes. So there is good money involved in it. We've been very lucky with the sponsors. I'll not name them out here, but we've named them before. Yeah. But without the sponsors, we couldn't do it, you know, and hopefully this race will grow and grow and grow. And it has. When you see the calibre of people coming to run the mile and the calibre of the people coming to run the 3K, you know, money talks. And like these men and women, you know, some of them are on a contract and they get paid and some are not. So they're always looking for money, you know, to fund their camp to Spain or fund a new pair of runners or wherever it may be. So, yeah, and there's a lot of races on over St. Pat's weekend, you know, and there's a lot of good races around the country. And we are fighting against them to get the best athletes here. So it's kind of who puts up the best prize money or who puts up the best prizes. So we've done good to get over 20 people in the mile. And last year we had 150 in the 3K supporting the charity again, St. Bernard School. All proceeds will go there. And yeah, we're looking forward to it, Oisin. It's going to be a cracking morning's good fun and crack.
Yeah, certainly is. Gary Murray's going to be the starter. He's the man that's broke the mile.
Gary Murray is the man that's broke the mile. We've had two men that broke the mile, Oisin Gallen and Gary Murray. Gary will start the race. Still working behind the scenes to get a special guest to start the Michael Murphy 3K. We'll not say much more about that, but we'll work. I'm still working. I'm not going to give up the fight, you know. I don't like people telling me no, so I'm going to keep at him and keep at him. But we'll see.
You torture them the same way you torture me, you take it, Sean.
That's it. But it's all good fun, you know. I mean, like, Gary's going to start the race, and there's a lot of people come down to help out, and we've got lots of marshals and lots of people making tea and biscuits and everything else after for the presentation. So it's gonna be good fun.
Just finally before I let you go, what about the 5-5-5, 3-3-3, 2-2-2, the Donegal Ultra Race, the Donegal
Ultra, yeah,
to call it. So that's happening later in the year. How's prep going for it?
That is happening in the year, and I suppose we'll take one step at a time, you know. We opened entries about 6 weeks ago. Entries are coming in, but we're just giving people time to, I suppose, let the bad weather pass and get the good weather here, and they'll be out training. But that'll happen on the 11th of August this year again, and it's going to be a special year. It's our 10th anniversary, believe it or not. You know, it's hard to believe we've had 10 years of no break of the 555. So we're looking forward to that. So hopefully we can do something special. So we get this away, out of the way, and we'll be back for more interviews. Okay.
Back for more torture.
Back for more torture.
Listen, Sean, the best of luck with the Elite Mile and the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure 3K Fun Run. All in aid of a very good cause, St. Bernadette School. So have a successful day on Monday.
Thank you, Oisin, and thanks to the team again, as usual.